Thank you, Lord. Blessed be the holy name. We have several publications for this season, but before we go into the word, I believe that the ushers have this one. We're going to please give it to everyone, one. Everybody should take one and endeavor to read it. If you will not read it, there's no point collecting it. Endeavor to read it, and not just to read it, to apply yourself to the demands of the hour. Salvation is for everybody, but salvation is actually for nobody specifically. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever means anyone that will accept responsibility. Whosoever means anyone that will receive him. Whosoever means anyone that is ready. That whosoever can be John, can be Jane, can be Joseph, can be David, can be any name. But is whosoever. So we have the publication for the hour. And I know upon this platform, your change of story that is your desire is happening speedily. If you believe me, let your amen show it. Sweet Holy Spirit, I step aside right now, have your way, reach out to every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let me start by saying to us, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter 10 and verse number 38. The Bible says, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all them that were oppressed of the devil, said, for God was with him. The good news here today is that salvation is available. I thought someone would say amen. The good news here today is that healing is available. Deliverance is available right here today. So any kind of good desired by anyone is available. Come on, say I hear if you hear. Why? Because Jesus is right here today. How do I know? Matthew chapter 18 and verse number 20. He said, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, there I am in the midst of them. Jesus is right here. That means good is available. That means blessing is available. That means healing is available. So Jesus is right here to save. He's right here to heal. He's right here to deliver. He's right here to do someone good. Come on, he said, that's me. If that's you, come on, say, that's me. The Bible says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. So program yourself for a testimony. Do what? Program yourself for a testimony. Program yourself for a miracle. Program yourself for a testimony. Program yourself for a miracle. Program yourself for a testimony. Program yourself for a miracle. And you will receive one today. In the mighty name of Jesus. I said you will receive one today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Unlocking the supernatural. Part 5A. We are rounding up this topic today. We started the journey right from the beginning of the month of May. Today being the last Sunday, and it's incidentally the last day of the month of May, which is a good day for you. We are rounding up that topic. And I know something good is happening in your life. If you truly believe, let your amen show it. We're going to read two scriptures, and I want us to open to Isaiah chapter 8 and verse number 18. That's the anchor scripture for the month. I'm going to read another scripture. But please open to Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18 first. Hallelujah. If you are there, say amen. Now we're going to read it together. Isaiah 8, 18. Now let's go. One, two, go. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. May the Lord bless the reading of that word in our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Please turn to Psalm 92. Psalm 92. I'm going to read verse 1 to 2. Psalm 92. If you are in Psalm 92, say a big amen. Now, let's go now. 1, 2, go. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless the reading of that word in our hearts, in Jesus' mighty name. Today is our end of month thanksgiving and dedication service, and also doubles as our miracle banquet service. That means in this service, there's perfection for somebody. In this service, there is a miracle waiting to happen in the life of somebody. If you are that somebody, let your amen be resounded. You know, your response begins with amen. Are you there? Your response begins with, you have heard me say, if you hear your name being called, what do? You answer. They say, oh, Brother John, and your name is not Brother John, you'll be going, Brother John, Brother John. No, that's not me. But you hear Brother John and you're Brother John, yes. Now, how do you know it's your name that is being called? If that sounds like what you need from God, for instance, I say somebody is going to get blessed today. If it sounds like that's what you need, say amen. That means you're answering. If you are not answering, that means, oh, no, that's not me. That's not me. And the angels that is releasing the blessings, okay, he's not ready. He passes you and gives it to another person. But the blessing of God will not pass you. Yeah. Somebody is receiving a miracle today. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Now, we established earlier that it is knowing who we are, where we are from, and what we are worth. And also what we carry from the word of God that empowers us to become what we have been redeemed to be. You have not been redeemed to be reduced in life. No. You have been redeemed for a specific purpose. Now, get it very clear. Redemption here is not talking about being part of a church membership. No. Though being part of a living church membership is a necessity. But really, that's not redemption. It is accepting Jesus Christ, identifying with him, making him your Lord and personal Savior, that makes you to be redeemed by him. But after the redemption, you need to know who you are, what you are worth, where you are from, in order to fully manifest the benefits of redemption. People that do exploits in the kingdom are trading with this truth. Praise the living Jesus. The question is, who am I? We just explore a little bit today and go into the real cause for the day. Number one, I am redeemed for unending progress. Come on, say unending progress. I am redeemed for unending progress. I am redeemed for unending progress. I am redeemed for unending progress. I think somebody should say it with me. I am redeemed for unending progress. Say it now. Say it. Say it again. Say it and hear yourself. Say it and let the angels hear you. Say it and let God hear you now. And drive it home by saying, amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. Now, the just there in that scripture is the justified. the justified is the just. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 to 30. The justified is the one that is called the just there. And that means if you are justified, that means if you have been forgiven, that means if you are a child of God, that means if you are a saint of Christ, that means if you belong to the family of God, that means your path is supposed to shine more and more unto the perfect day. Not that you are down yesterday, up today, and the following day you are down. And up, and down, and down, and down, and down. But you are up, 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 and up. That shall be your testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus. No more down syndrome for somebody here. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what? You will not suffer stagnation again. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are redeemed to progress endlessly. That scripture says, but the path of the justified, the path of the justified is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. That perfect day is when Jesus returns. That means you are not meant to go down. You are not meant to go down. You are meant to be progressing every day. If that's you, come on, say, that's me. Because I'm calling some people's names now. So if it is your name, you respond. I said you are meant to be progressing. Yeah. You are redeemed to be progressing. Yeah. You are not redeemed to be failing. Yeah. You are not redeemed to be stagnated. Yeah. You are redeemed to be progressing. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the just has the supernatural heritage of an unending glory. Come on, say that's me. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Unending glory. He said, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory as by the Spirit of the Lord. Come on, say, that's me. Number two, I am redeemed to command exploits. Come on, say it after me. I am redeemed to command exploits. Let's say it again. I am redeemed to command exploits. Let's say the third time. I am redeemed to command exploits. What does that mean? To do extraordinary feats. For instance, you go to school. They say some people have passed to graduate. You have some people there. You say some people have second class lower, and you have many people there. Am I talking to somebody? I know why you are quiet. Even if you had second class lower in school, God is making you a first class among your people. In the mighty name of Jesus. But as you go higher, you see second class upper. And when you get to second class upper, there are not too many. And even in the day of graduation, the way they will post him for photographs will be different. But I'm a 2-1. Second class upper. You move on and say, hey, I had first class. And those ones are very few. Very what? Few. You can capture that as people that did exploits. Every other person in that category, they went to school. They got degrees. But these few people, they did exploits. Lift up your right hand. Come on, say, I am redeemed.
I am redeemed.
To command exploits. I say a big amen to you for in Jesus' mighty name. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13 to 15, Matthew 5, 13 to 15, he said, ye are the light, ye are the salt of the earth, ye are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. You are meant to have value. You are meant to have taste. to the earth. You are meant to preserve the earth. That's what salt does. And you are the light of the world. Verse 14. He said you are a city that is set upon an hill that can never be hid. That shall be your testimony henceforth. In the mighty name of Jesus. Light doesn't need to struggle to do exploits. Anywhere you see darkness, just bring light. Light will just be doing exploits. For instance, as posh as you are, and with your social, academic, and all the other things around you, so high up there, if in the dead of the night, in this room, there is no light here, no single light at all, and in this auditorium, and here you are, BSc, Harvard, MSc, Cambridge, PhD, Yale, and you have several millions in your account. Highly placed there. And American citizen. Hallelujah. And there is a need to escape from the auditorium in the dead of the night. And there is no light here at all. And a small boy had a torchlight, just a small one. And everybody is trying to escape. You agree with me? You would put your degrees and your caliber, everything somewhere to run to follow that boy. Otherwise, you may not escape from the auditorium or hurt. Do you agree? So light will naturally do exploits. At that moment, the small boy is your leader. Whether you agree with it or not. Okay, if this moment say, okay, I want to show you now that you don't know anything with all your degrees. Boost off the light. Be running. And they say, run now. 2 minutes, you must leave this place, otherwise something will happen right now. Praise the living Jesus. So, light, we do exploits. We command exploits in the darkness any day. So, you are redeemed as a light to the world, to command exploit in the world that is filled with darkness. You remember? The world is filled with darkness. Have respect unto the covenant, but the dark places of the heart are filled with habitation of cruelty. Filled with darkness. So, you are redeemed as light to command exploits. If you believe, come and say, I believe. So, we need to see this picture. We need to see ourselves in this, so that we can show forth the glory of God. In Genesis chapter 22, verse number 17 to 18, God spoke to somebody and is speaking to you right now. He said, through you shall all the nations, Genesis 22, 17 to 18, through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Talking to Isaac. Through you shall all the nations of the earth. Lift up your right hand. I said to you today, many families of the earth will trace their blessings to you. Amen. They will trace their livelihood to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So, you are redeemed. I am redeemed to accomplish extraordinary feats. The Bible says in Galatians 3, verse 29, and if you be Christ, then ye are Abraham's seed. And here's according to promise. He told Abraham, through you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He told the direct son, Isaac, through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. So what he said to Abraham, what he said to Isaac, is the same thing he's saying to you. Because you belong to Christ, and as you belong to Christ, you are heir of promise of that blessing. If you hear, come and say, I hear. So, I am not an ordinary man. I'm not an ordinary man. Tell yourself, I'm not an ordinary man. Please, if you are a woman, don't say I'm not an ordinary man. I'm not an ordinary man. I'm not an ordinary man. Okay, the women are getting it very well. I'm not an ordinary man. Hallelujah. I'm not even to beg to succeed. I'm redeemed to command exploits. Please note that God is a God of times and seasons. God is who? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. God is a God of times and seasons. He said, to everything there is time, and to every purpose under the sun. Ecclesiastes 3, 1. But knowledge of times and season, and appropriate response, is a provoker of the supernatural. For instance, we are face to face with another mist of the year, mystery. We are at the verge of entering into another mist of the year, mystery. God created this time in order to change somebody's story, in order to enlarge somebody's story, in order to move him forward. As I just sat there, the Holy Spirit said to me, he said, anywhere you are not challenged, he said, it's a place of stagnation. Anywhere they don't challenge you, you just remain at the same spot. You don't move nowhere. But through continuous challenges, you are scaling heights. In the mighty name of Jesus. I see many people changing levels at this season. In the mighty name of Jesus. So, but what does this mean? The 2 months in the middle of the year, that's June and July, constitute the midst of the year. Why and how? 5 months before and 5 months after. And we understand from scriptures that this is a season of change of levels. It's a season of signs and wonders. It's a season of supernatural manifestation of God's power in diverse areas of life and many more. It's a season that somebody you saw yesterday, you see the person the following day, you'll be surprised. Say, is he not the person? Is he not the person? No, the person has left that realm. The person has left that level. He has changed level. Praise the living Jesus. With all humility, let me share this with you. Just a little bit of it, as I'm permitted. What happened to me the past week? It's not me that came last Sunday that I'm standing before you. Honey. You don't have to believe it if you don't want to. No problem. I don't have any challenge with it. But listen to me. What we are going is that this season, God is set to transform somebody. God is set to change somebody's level. In the mighty name of Jesus. Do you belong to that category? If you do, let your amen show it. From that epistle that we were given, please go through everything. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2, all 2 to 19. Read and digest this very well. We will explore as God permits us, but you must read them. If you will do, come and say, I will do. But we need to understand this, that setting the stage of a covenant requires spiritual preparation. Setting the stage for performance requires what? Spiritual preparation. Every great thing is preceded by great preparation. I believe that every sportsman knows this. Every performing artist knows this. That's why they go for choir. No, you know what I'm talking about. That's why I say, oh, so, no, he didn't come for rehearsal. Don't come and sing. Why? Why? Even if he's a deacon or a big bishop among you or pastor, say, you didn't come for rehearsal. No, you're not going to sing. Why? Don't come and spoil show for us. Because we are not sure whether you are informed. We may say, sing tenor. Is it tenor you call it? And you put bass. Praise the living Jesus. In 2 Chronicles chapter 27, verse number 6, 2 Chronicles 27, 6, the Bible says, Jotham became mighty. Why? Because he prepared his ways before the Lord is God. Jotham became mighty because he prepared his way before the Lord. The apostles of Christ had to prepare to flow into the supernatural and to flow in the supernatural. In Luke chapter 24, verse number 49, Luke 24, 49, he said, Jesus told them, behold, I send you the promise of my Father. I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power and high. Tarry to do what? To prepare. And for your information, they were there. They were there. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1 and number 14, Acts 1, 14, it said, and they continued in prayer and supplication. They continued. Men, women, every one of them continued. They were preparing. They were waiting. And in Acts chapter 2, from verse 1, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, he said, God came down. God, the power was released. And listen to this. They were hiding in the upper room before when Jesus resurrected. Why? Because if with this power, if they arrested Jesus and they did what they did, oh, glory be to God. He rose up again and resurrected in glory. Wonderful. Ascended to heaven in glory. Wonderful. If we shout too much, these people can come on us. So they were right there in the upper room because power had not come. I'm preparing. But when power came, the entire city gathered to hear them. And the people that were hiding, they became celebrities overnight. What am I talking about? Spiritual preparation is key to supernatural manifestation. Praise the living Jesus. Even Jesus Christ, our Lord, had to prepare to manifest his sonship. In Luke chapter 3, verse 21 to 22, the Bible says he was baptized alongside others. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 1, he was driven into the wilderness. And he was there and fasted and prayed for how many days? I know why your voice is low. For how many days? Say it if you mean it. And the Bible says in verse 14, he returned in the power of the Spirit. That same man returned in the power of the Spirit. Listen to this. For 30 years of his life, he was best known as a carpenter's son. The son of God himself. God himself. Personified, that created everything, including you and I. What is being referred to as carpenter's son. Then when he prepared and power came, the Bible says his fame spread abroad. No CNN, no BBC, no Twitter, no Facebook, no, what's the other one? I know you know all of them. Praise the living Jesus. Yet his fame spread abroad. Somebody's fame will spread abroad. Amen. If that is you, let your amen show it.